You're listening to Bird Pod, the bird watching podcast. Find out more at www.birdpod.webs.com. Hello and welcome again to Bird Pod. Thanks for listening. Apologies for being offline for a little bit, but I've decided to now start doing these Bird Pods not weekly, because I think they were getting a little bit repetitive. So I'm just going to do them as and when I find anything interesting. But be assured, folks, it's not going to go away. I'm going to keep doing these. So, as always, what we should do is start with the artificial bird. Of course, not artificial bird of the week, but of the episode. And this is this time's artificial bird. This is the white-tailed eagle. Okay, and a little bit of information on that from the RSPB website, also where I play the clip. Here we go, let's compare it. Well, yeah, it goes to prove that the toy is accurate. Of course, it's the Audubon musical bird toy with authentic sounds, available from the RSPB website to buy. From their shop, a link on the front page of my website, which is www.birdpod.webs.com. Okay, so a bit of information about the white-tailed eagle, whose Latin name, if I can say it, is Halitus albicilla. This bird is in the red status, so let's see what it says. The white-tailed eagle is the largest UK bird of prey. It has brown body plumage with a conspicuously pale head and neck, which can be almost white in older birds, and the tail feathers of adults are white. In flight, it has massive, long, broad wings with fingered ends. Its head protrudes, and it has a short wedge-shaped tail. It went extinct in the UK during the early 19th century due to illegal killing, and the present population has been reintroduced. Were to see them, a rare breeding bird which was previously confined to the west of Scotland. Though a reintroduction program is taking place in East Scotland. When to see them, all year round, what they eat, fish and birds. Estimated numbers for the UK breeding is 42 territories. So hopefully we'll see these. If you take notice of the RSPB site, there's always information on there about the reintroduction and the breeding and stuff, so well worth a look, I'll just Google it in. Okay, well, the next bit, of course, is birding news, which is when I find news stories of particular interest. One from The Telegraph. Jealous female birds drown out flirting males. This was the 19th of July. It is proof that males everywhere can fall victim to female jealousy. Researchers from Oxford University discovered that warbling ant birds, which form lifelong partnerships in the tropical forests of South America, where they are found, normally sing duets to mark their territory. But when singing females in the area, in an attempt to attract a male, the paired female changes the volume and pattern of their song so that it jams any response from the male partner. The males, however, which became excited when they heard the song of the lone female, responded by changing their song to avoid the interference from their mates. The researchers believe their findings provide an insight into how animals have evolved duets and may even shed light on the origin of dance and music in humans. Dr. Nathalie Seddon, a zoologist at Oxford University, who has just been awarded a L'Oreal UNESCO Woman in Science Award for her work, said that the birds in partnership compete to be heard, leading to innovative changes in their songs. She said, males and females in the Amazon forest tend to pair for life, so they tend to produce songs in duets to defend their territories. A female will jam the notes of the male song if they hear a single female in the area, while the male attempts to interject another song so they can be heard in a kind of acoustic battle. Dr. Seddon and her colleague, Dr. Joseph Tobias, conducted their research by tracking 17 pairs of ant birds in the Peruvian rainforest by playing each couple the songs of a rival bird of the song. sorry, rival bird or the song of a single female. They were then able to record how they reacted. When faced with a rival pair, the couple responded together in a precise and coordinated duet. But when they heard a single female, the duet broke down as the paired females attempted to block out the calls of their partners. Dr. Tobias said, single females are a threat to paired females because they increase the likelihood that males will cheat on their existing partner or abandon them for a new one. We know that divorce is common in antbirds. Dr. Seddon has also discovered that different species of bird can share the same language to allow them to communicate with each other. She has found that males in separate species of antbird will use identical songs to warn off males in other species to protect food sources. She said it is quite exciting. There is quite a lot of communication going on between species. People usually assume that the main song that a bird uses is for mate attraction and that it is extremely species specific. No wonder I struggle with that, as they would not want to attract birds of the wrong species, but we are finding there are cases where birds have actually adapted to have the same song. They are different species, but they are using the same language. This one, also from the Telegraph, city birds lazier than their country cousins. This published on the 22nd of June. City birds lazier than their country cousins. Birds living in the city enjoy a lie-in in the morning compared with those living in the country, claims new research. A study by the British Trust for Ornithology found birds such as robins and blackbirds in urban areas started visiting bird feeders later than their rural counterparts in winter. Experts at the BTO believe the difference in feeding habits is due to the urban heat island effect, which makes cities several degrees warmer than surrounding countryside as a result of heat escaping from buildings. Mike Toms, head of garden ecology at the BTO, said the extra warmth in urban areas, up to 8 degrees C in some places, helped small birds get through the winter months more easily than those in the country. They did not need to start feeding as early in the morning to replace energy lost overnight, keeping warm, he suggested. Cold winter nights are a testing time, and small birds can use up a large proportion of their energy reserves just keeping warm. This means that small birds tend to fill up with food as soon as they can after first light in order to replace these losses. The urban population of species like robin and blackbird are not under such pressure to get a food source, and Philip suggests that they use up fewer energy reserves overnight than individuals living in the wild countryside. The study relied on data from 5,806 participants who got up before dawn on December the 21st, 2004, and recorded the time at which the first bird of each species arrived at their bird tables to work out which arrived at first light and which were late risers. Alongside the discovery that urban populations started feeding later than countryside birds, the shortest day survey also revealed birds with larger eyes started feeding earlier because they were able to see better. Yep, so I'm usually okay with that. I've always got food out for mine, so they come whenever they please. I'm not timing them. But, you know, sometimes I'm up at 6 o'clock and they're out and about, but I don't know what time they get there. Okay, so those have been some news stories, as I said, that I found of interest. Update from me, anything of interest birding-wise? Couple of little things involving sparrows, actually. I went to Asda the other day to do my shopping, and there was one of these 4x4 cars just revving the engine. And quite curious for me to see, but as I was walking past, there was a young-looking sparrow, and it kept jumping up and attacking the front of the car. The grill at the front, you know, as if it was challenging it. It didn't appear to hurt itself, but it kept flying and chirping away at it, and did that quite a number of times before it gave up, which, you know, now whether it did see this as an invader of its territory, Lord knows what, but it was really weird to see this, you know, taking on somebody bigger than yourself, so to speak. The other tale about a sparrow is, earlier in the week, a bit of a commotion in our bathroom. Things knocked over, and just through the small gap in, the window was open a crack, and a sparrow had flown in, and this poor thing was just flapping around and banging itself in the mirror, and thought it was going to end up doing a mischief. the upshot of it is we opened the window, the thing just flew out, so that was all right. Happy ending. Not one of these tales of a poor bird, you know, smacking into the window and doing itself a mischief. Right, so as I said, that's Bird Pod back. Let me know what you think of it. The email address, if you want to get in touch, is birdpod@hotmail.co.uk. And the website, again, of course, www.birdpod.webs.com. So I hope you've enjoyed that. I hope you've noticed the improvement in sound quality, because I finally got myself a proper microphone. So that's me done for now. Just keep checking. I will be updating this. It's not going to be weekly, but you never know. Keep a check on it. I'm not going to stop doing it. Anytime I find something interesting, any news stories, I'll be uploading. And of course, we can't do without the artificial bird. Again, the white-tailed eagle. And I'll leave you with this. See you next time.